Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
to be able to come back, cross these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray, hallelujah, that you had a beautiful day in Mother's Day celebration on today. You that were able to go to your various churches and mass, and I know that God met you there. But for those of you that was not able to get out and go to your designated a place of worship, we want to just invite you aboard the old ship of Zion. Hallelujah. Where the move of God is moving rapidly, miraculously in the lives of his people. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. I want you to just know that you're welcome. The doors are always open. Come aboard, bring your chip and your dip, whatever you want to sip, all your digital gadgets. I call them our toys because we can't seem to exist in this world without them. We know that we're living in a digital world, and digital is the way. So I just want you to just come aboard, hallelujah, on this evening. We know that we just finished with the Mother's Day celebration, all of you that were able to engage in our Mother's Day program, service, celebration around the planet. And then again, for those of you that wasn't able to be a part of this assembly on today, I just want to send prayer out to you on today. Not only that, but this program is in celebration of you on today. So I just want you to come aboard. I have the chat room that's open for your listening and your sitting pleasure. Hallelujah. And so I want to pray for those each time that we come across these airways and skyways, hallelujah, we fail not to just pray, hallelujah, for those that have lost loved ones, hallelujah. May it be in the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, last 8 hours, the last 2 hours, 30 minutes ago, seconds ago, even moments ago. And we do this to encourage you, to let you know that in your hour of a great loss, in your hour of calamity, in your hour of great animosity that's in your heart because you have lost the love of your life, that admired husband, admired wife, niece or nephew, grandchild, cousin, business partner, health provider, whatever the case might be, I want you to be encouraged this morning. I want you to look up because you're redeeming. Hallelujah, live it. And I want you to just keep your hand in God's hand. And if you don't have a personal relationship with God, I want to introduce God to you and you to God. Hallelujah, because God said in his word that I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. So be that said that when our mother and our father give up on us, tell us to exit their door and never to return. God said, I'll be a mother for you, I'll be a father for you, I'll be a sister and a brother. I'll be everything and anything that you need me to be. So I just want you to be encouraged on today and to know that you have prayer warriors. You have men and women, boys and girls, young and old and all in betwixt that are praying in a chain prayer contingency around the clock for you, you, and you. That God will restore your joy and restoration unto your heart and soul. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty marvelous name. And let the temple of God say, amen and amen. All right. So now we're going to take you into our opening prayer. We have an opening prayer at the beginning of this. This is a live digital praise and worship service. This is what this is. This is not a recording, but this is a live praise and worship digital experience, church experience, that is. And so I want to just welcome you, you and you and you. We want to welcome our first-time listeners. We're going to welcome our loyal and faithful recipient that continue to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program. May God richly bless you, you and you. And so we're going to go into prayer right now, asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured, God. We thank your gracious Heavenly Father for enabling us to gather together, God, in unity once again around the spectrum, God. We're mounting up from the four corners of this earth, God, starting from the north, south, east, and west as pilgrims through this barren land, God. Father God, I thank you for this podium. I thank you for this opportunity to be able to come across, hallelujah, this digital stage, hallelujah, and to be able to bring a rhema of word to those that are hurting today, those that are despondent, those that are lonely, those that don't have a family member, those that all your friends are gone. I want you to just look on those individuals on today, God. I want you to enable me, God, to bring a rhema word, God, to those, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. To those that may, then again, may not know of you and the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, God, your servant. Hallelujah, Jesus. Grace me, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting, God, deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the temple of God's people say, hallelujah, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So I want to just welcome you once again. You're tuned in to the live praise and worship service of the Old Ship of Zion. This is the producer of Block Talk Radio. Your moderator and host is Overseer Janice Ward. So I want you to just get you a good seat and allow me to minister the divine word of truth unto you and into your heart on this morning. And so we're going to just dig right on into our service on this morning. And our theme or sermon, whatever you want to call it, we're bringing unto you on today entitled Mother's Day Blues, Take Two. I want to say that one more time. Mother's Day Blues, Take Two. And this is geared to those of you that your Mother's Day was everything but exciting. Everything but joyful. This program is geared to you on today. I want to bring a word of encouragement into your heart. You said, Overseer Ward, today was just another day to me. I don't have a mother that's still in existence here on planet Earth, and Mother's Day just don't seem the same anymore since she's been gone. I lost my foster parents to illness, sickness, and disease. So I am without a family on today. There is some that, hallelujah, has been a mother. You don't have any kids of your own, but you've been a mother to countless others. And otherwise, without you, that male or female would be lost today with no sense of direction. But because of you, that individual is able to go on and lead a productive lifestyle. Hallelujah, because of your love, your charity, hallelujah, your love for humanity, you chose to take upon yourself the motherhood role and to nourish and love and cherish that son or daughter, that niece or nephew, that grandson or granddaughter, that cousin, that aunt, that uncle, that niece, that nephew, that business colleague, that nurse practitioner, that physician, those that's in your family circle, and you feel like that Mother's Day was just another day, was another nothing spectacular about today's so-called Mother's Day, because you yourself has the Mother's Day blues. But I come to encourage your heart on this morning to let you know that you might have lost your parents. You might have lost your spouse, your husband, your wife. You might have lost a son or daughter. You might have lost a niece or nephew. But I want you to know that it's not over. You still have a cause to live. You still have a cause to exist here on this planet Earth. And if you don't know why you're still in existence, if you don't know why God didn't just take me when he had an opportunity, why he just didn't kill me, why he didn't let that disease take over my body, the reason is that God has an assignment for you. You have to fulfill the commission that God has set forth. God has a work for you to do in his vineyard. That's the reason that you're still in existence. That's the reason that that bullet didn't take you out. That knife in the heart didn't take you out. That cancer tumor didn't take you out. That enlarged heart didn't take you out. That tumor didn't take you out. That tuberculosis didn't take you out. Hallelujah. And you wonder why you're still here. I'm here to encourage you that you're here because God said so. And like I've already far stated, God has a work for each and every one of us to accomplish. And that, my sister and my brother, is to win souls to Christ. May it be a backslider or someone that never had a personal relationship with God. The whole purpose of you and I in existence is to serve God. Hallelujah. and for his glory and for his honor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. So I want you to just look up, because your Redeemer, as I have first stated, liveth. God loves you. God would never turn a deaf ear to you and I and us. But God loves you and I and us. You know. And so, I want you to be encouraged. You have experienced the Mother Day blues on last evening. But it's continued to aspire in your heart and take up residence. Will not let you be happy. People have called you and have wished you unhappy Mother's Day. But you have turned a deaf ear to that fact that wasn't nothing spectacular about your Mother's Day, because you didn't have anyone to celebrate it with. You know, when we are alone and by ourselves and seem like no one cares, no one could give a hoot about you and I and us, I want you to know that God is always on the bridge. God is always at your disposal. God is never too busy to adhere to your humble cry. Hallelujah. God cares all about you and I and us. And God do not want you to be despondent, hallelujah. But God want you to look up and know that you got a friend in Jesus. You see, we put too much of our time in individuals where we should be putting our time in Jesus. But Jesus saw fit. Jesus saw fit to love you. And when you only saw two set of footprints in the sand, that is when God picked you up and spiritually carried you. You said, Overseer Ward, I just don't know how I made it on last evening, because it was so much going through my head and I was full and I didn't know what to do. I didn't have anywhere to go, and all I could do was just sit and talk. Hallelujah. Because God loves you. God will talk to you when you're lonely. God will be a mother for you. God will be a father. God will be a sister for you. God will be a brother for you. God will be everything and anything that you need him to be. You know, anytime we lose a loved one, it's always an everyday thing that's constantly on our minds. We think of those that's near and dear unto our heart and soul, even though they are in demise. It's something or someone or something, an object or a person that brings that individual to mind, you know. And so, you know, I just thank God, because all is not lost, you know. You got an opportunity to start afresh, to start anew. And so, I want you to just be encouraged and know that weeping I want you to be encouraged and know that God loves you and God cares for you. When it seems like no one cares, you know that God cares for you. And you don't have to be blue. No, this is your special day. And you don't have to be blue. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to have a peace of mind. God wants you to be contented. God wants you to be secure in Him. And so that's the reason that, hallelujah, that you feel the way that you feel. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want you to just stay encouraged on this morning. I know it looks like the enemy is trying to put me to sleep, but he's a lie. I know I'm tired, but I'm gonna stick with this thing. I'm going to stick it out. And God be my support, and I know He is. God is walking with me. He is guiding me. I am not of my own, because you and I, and us, we were bought with a price. So we know that God, He said, if Jesus is for us, if Jesus is for you and I and us, then He's more than the world against you and I and us. And I just want you to stay encouraged and knowing that weeping might endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So I'm going to read a few key scriptures, and if you have any prepositions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer and pray with you and for you, you will be prompted when to call in. Hallelujah. I want you to just remain encouraged. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because we know that God speaks to us. God love you on this morning. And God cares all about you. And so this program on today is dedicated to you. You that has the Mother Day blues, take two. Take two meaning that this is a repeat of a sermon that's in my archive some years ago. Same title, but it's different in every way. Because we know that God loves us. God will never turn us away when we're in despair, when we need a shoulder to cry on. God promised to be there for us through thick and thin. And you know, God is a God of His word. I want you to know that God loves you on this morning. Overseer Ward loves you on this morning. So you're not alone. You have already picked up two friends. Jesus number one and Overseer Ward number two. So you've picked up two friends. And I want you to remain encouraged and knowing that weeping might endure for a night, but your joy, my joy, our joy, cometh in the morning. So I want you to look up to the hills which come at your help. Hallelujah. For your help come from God who made the heavens. Hallelujah, Jesus. Made the heaven and the earth. I want you to just remain encouraged. Don't let go of God's hand. Keep your hand in God's hand. That's what you do. Keep your hand in God's hand. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want you to know that you are loved. You are loved. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you just to remain encouraged. And like I said, this program is dedicated to you on this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We just thank God because He's so worthy to be praised. And we're going to read our first key scripture. And it's coming out of the law of Job 40 and 42. And it reads like this. It says that, shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? All right. That's coming out of the law of Job 40 and 2. All right, we're going to keep on moving along because we know that there's some more, hallelujah, to be added to our workload, and that is the work of the Lord. I mean, you know, God loves us unconditionally. He don't want us hurting. He don't want us crying. I just want to encourage your heart on today. Let everyone else in. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just feel so compelled. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. Lord, just keep me woke. Don't let me go to sleep, God. Now, somebody need a word. Somebody need a word. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we're reminded that when Job, I know you might be familiar with Job, and if you're not familiar with Job, then we're going to talk a little bit about Job, whom was an upright man. He was one of the most prestigious, richest men in the East. And so the devil had made a bet with God that if he allowed sickness and diseases to come upon Job, that he would cuss God to his face. So God put Lucifer to the test. Okay, Satan, you're so big, you're so bad, you know everything. I made Job, and if I made Job, I know what his mindset is. I know what he's thinking. You know, when he's thinking silently, I know what he's thinking. I know what he's thinking when he's talking out loud. So I performed him from the dust of the ground. So no one knows Job better than God himself. But Satan told him, said, if you bring these things upon him, he's going to cuss you to your face. But God did not do those things. And so, you know, we use Job as a man, you know, of integrity that stood with God. Even though he was going through, God stood. He stood, hallelujah. He's still standing. God love you on this morning. I mean that. God love you. He don't want to see your soul lost. He does not. He wants you to be saved, hallelujah. So I just thank the Lord, you know, just look down and saw you and us, and had compassion. He, you know, oh yeah, though you still, you know, God still cares for you, and He loved you in spite of what the devil is coming against you with. Like I said, trials, tribulations, calamity. You know, God will deliver you and make you whole once again. I didn't make it. Hallelujah. I didn't make it myself to amass. I mean, you know, I have my own ministry, but sometimes I just like to go out and mingle with other people of the same faith, those of different, well, not different faith, because I'm not going to be nowhere where you're not believing in the same God that I'm believing in. But I want to say that, you know, I didn't go out to a church on today. I just didn't, you know. But I just hope and pray that in spite of your day being such a low day, I just wish that God, you know, just take you and hold you and carry you. Yes, because I know that God loves you. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we're going to read a little bit because I've got to keep my eyes open as I first stated. It's the first time I've ever been this sleepy. But I just felt like somebody need a word. So we going to read this here. It says, shall the one who contend with the Almighty correct him? And that scripture reading once again is coming out of the law of Job 40:2. So we find out that Job also had been complaining about, hallelujah, calls that he didn't think were fair. And in this case, we're talking about the umpire of God. After listening to Job's objections, the Lord finally spoke out of a violent storm because Job's children had met up in one of the siblings' homes. When the, you know, just I guess a mighty wind just come through and beat up on the house and it fell. And Job's children's lives was lost. Hallelujah. And so, like I said, there was a God, there was a God that was listening to Job. And so the Lord finally spoke out. He finally spoke out of a violent storm. And I know I've said that. But suddenly things came into perspective. For Job, God was gentle. He was also firm and direct. The Lord asked him the kind of questions that bring infinite man back down to size. So Job listened. He gave up his complaining and found peace in surrendering to God. He said, Father, you know, we don't always know what we're going to encounter. We know that whatever you bring in our lives don't always make sense to us. You know, with our little mind, our mind is compacted to where it can't comprehend very much, and we can't not have on the mind scope of God because we would have a membrane burst out. So we couldn't think of what God would be thinking. But we know that sometimes the things that you and I go through doesn't always seem to make sense. Hallelujah. And it don't sound right. It doesn't sound good when we're going through our trials and our tribulations, when we're going through our tsunamis, when we're going through our St. Matthew, when we're going through our Storm Irene, when we're going through test of divorce, when we've been given the pink slip, being laid off, when we've had that miscarriage. We wanted to bring the child to full term, but God said, not so. For whatever reason, we don't understand. It does not make sense sometimes. So we think. But I want to encourage you that God never makes a mistake. God never makes a blunder. God is a just God. God, do not allow things in our lives to hurt us, but he bring things in our lives for his glory and his honor. and I praise. Hallelujah. So we know that God is trying to get somebody, some family member, God is trying to get their attention. And sometimes God has to let things happen in our lives for us to appreciate, hallelujah, sitting and just being quiet and allowing God to talk to us, to minister to us. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to steal away and we have to get from everything, you know, that keeps us under suspense. We have to take time out and hear what thus says the Lord. To hear what God has to say to the church. Because you know one thing, you have, all of us have family members that we would love to know the Lord, because we don't want them to be lost, you know. You don't want your family member to be lost. You want somebody to introduce God to them. You might have already introduced God to them yourself, and then they turn a deaf ear. So the reason why God will allow calamity to come in yours and mine and our lives is not to hurt us, but that God will get the glory, and in the end, that loved one of yours or mine will be saved. See, God does things so he will guide us in the right direction that he would have us to go. You know, and you're feeling blue because you just lost your mom, you just lost your father, you just lost your uncle, your aunt, you just lost your niece, your nephew, your son, your daughter, your granddaughter, your grandson, your cousin, your first cousin, second cousin, third, fourth, fifth. You lost some family member in your family circle. And you feel like God is just picking on you. I don't know why God is just taking all of my family, you know. Why God study, you know, taking my relative? Why don't he go and take somebody else's relatives? But see, God don't think the way you and I think. God is a big old God who can hold dynamics of this world in the palms of his hands, just like a micro dot. We are micro dot in the eyes of a great big God, this big God we serve. Hallelujah. I've seen God work miracles right before my eyes. Hallelujah. And see, when you praise God, when you thank God, when you pray to him, God will let you know that God is taking that loved ones, not to hurt you and I and us, but his love and his glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I just thank God for loving me enough. I, too, just like you, have lost numerous of loved ones, even my parents. And I think about, you know, I could say, oh, God, you were so wrong for taking my family, for taking my father, for taking my mother, for taking my two sisters, for taking my three brothers. I could charge God. God, why did you allow this to come to me? Why did you allow me to have to go through all of this? Where was you when I was going through? But see, God never left. God don't leave us. We leave God. God said in his word, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. But I will be with you until the end of the earth. That is God. That is his solemn promise to you and I and us. You know, we have friends that go in on our lives. We have loved ones that goes in and out of our lives, you know, and say, girl, you know, don't call me no more. You know, I'm going to tear your number up. You know, don't come by my house anymore. Don't bring your kids by to play with my kids, you know. I'm not going to babysit your nephew anymore. I'm not going to babysit your son or daughter anymore, you know. I'm not going to sit and care for your aunt, your uncle that's, you know, cannot care for him or herself and need, you know, someone to come in and assist, you know, maybe assist in living. But whatever the reason is, you know, you get mad. And you say, you know, I don't want you coming to my house anymore, you know. And that person hasn't done anything to you, but you're just mad, you know. You're mad at everything and everybody. But I want you to know that whatever God allow in your life is for his glory and for his honor. And we don't question God. You can ask God. It's definitely legal to ask God whatever you want to ask God, but don't charge God, you know, in a rude way. We have to treat God with the utmost of respect because God is a spirit. And the Bible says that those who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we know that we can't come, you know, trying to dictate to God, you know, the do's and the don'ts, because God has his own guidelines, his own set of laws, his own biceps and precepts that he has presented unto you and I and us. Hallelujah. We already know that. But what we can do, you know, we can just pray for one another. I pray for you, you pray for me. You know? Okay? I want you to do that. I want you to just be encouraged. I refuse for the satanic forces to steal my joy. You know, the enemy didn't give you your joy, therefore he cannot take it away. You keep your hands in God's hand. Get your Bible, and I want you to turn to a scripture and read it every day. Read it every day and watch God turn things around. Hallelujah. I just thank God for you. I want you to be encouraged. You know, this world is a great big world, and it don't take much for us to get out here and get lost in this great big old world. We just like a runaway child running wild with no sense of directions. You know, God can give us the blues. But I'm here to encourage your heart on today that God wants you to make him your personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He wants you to miss hell, and he wants you to reign with him forever and ever up in heaven. That's where he is right now. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I know that, you know, the devil might make it seem like no one cares about you. No one, you know, could care about what you're going through. But you know what? God loves you, and God will make a way of escape. That's what God will do. God will restore your joy and peace and recreation unto your heart and soul. And so I just want you to continually to remain encouraged. Hallelujah. Be encouraged, you that are despondent, you that are going through. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want you to be encouraged, my brother, my sister. I want you to be encouraged, mothers, aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews. I want you to be encouraged. Just know, hallelujah, that weeping might endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. God will not let you down. He will not leave you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank God, like I said, for just being able to come across this podium and to give you a word of encouragement. Because, you know, we all need some encouragement and some point in time. We don't always have the answers. We don't always have it together. But we know one that does have it together. We know we might change. We might change our color of our hair, the color of our nails, the color of our toenails. We might change up the color of our lipstick, the color of our rouge, color of our blush, makeup. But we know that God never changes. He never changes, but we change. We know that God always there with us, and he always will. But we have to trust God. We have to ask him what we want. We have to pray and believe by faith. We know that praying is not what you can see, but faith is a belief that God will do what he said in his word. We know God has never lied. And God is not going to start lying now. We know that God is going to come through just like he said. If he said it, will he not make it good? So we know that God is a God that we can trust with our lives. We can trust him, hallelujah, Jesus, with every core of our being. We can trust God. But we thank God, hallelujah, for not leaving us when we was all alone. We had a shoulder we could cry on, you know. We just thank you, God, for showing us, hallelujah, how to minister in love on one another. I just thank God because, you know, God has been so wonderful. So marvelous, just everything that I've needed him to be. And I tell you, if you trust God, he will do the same thing for you. All you got to do is go to him in secret prayer, and God will hear your humble cry. And when you can't even speak, God is a silencer reader. He can read what you're saying on silent mode. That's what God will do. You might not believe that, so say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you know, I'm telling you what I know. I'm not telling you what somebody told me, but I'm telling you what I've experienced myself. I just want you to be encouraged on this morning. You know, I know this life can get despondent. You have thoughts in your head that, you know, hallelujah. We want you to be encouraged. Know that just because you lost a loved one, you're still important. You're still loved. You have brothers and sisters around this planet that loves you, care all about you, that will be praying with you and for you. Hallelujah. That's what God has put each and every one of us here to do, is to love on each other. Pray with each other. Cry with each other. That's what it's all about. And we just thank God. I just thank, you know, God for this opportunity to just come across here on this morning. Even as tired as I am just about to just fall over. But, you know, I always put others' needs before mine. Because I know even if I had an exceptional Mother's Day, there's somebody that didn't have an exceptional Mother's Day. So I try to put myself in your shoes because I've been there. I'm not going on what somebody told me or what I heard, but I'm going through self-experience, you know. And so I know what it is, you know, to wake up on a Mother's Day celebration and not get one gift, you know. You feel like nobody is thinking about you. They just kick you to the curb. They've thrown you away. And even if that be the case, that they have thrown you away and forgotten about you, we know God is a God that he does not forget about his children. God don't forget about us. You know, when everybody turned their back on you and on us, we know God is right there. God said, I will never leave you. He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. But I will always be there. So God is a God that can make that kind of promise. He can make that kind of affirmation that I will be there in spite of, you know, whoever leave you, whoever walk out your life. I'm never going anywhere. I'm going to be there for the duration. You know? And so you don't always have to have nobody to go out and buy you flowers. You go out and buy your own self flowers. Go to the store. Get in your automobile. Call your taxi. Call you Uber. Call somebody. Call a neighbor. Come and say, hey, can you come and carry me to the store? And you go and you treat yourself with a bouquet of flowers. You treat yourself with a box of beautiful candies. You know what I'm saying? Because we know that God loves us. And God knows when you're hurting. Because you know what? God hurt too. And you know, God don't want to see us despondent because it makes him despondent. And you know, God will put our tears in a bottle, the Bible says, that God will put yours and mine and our tears in a bottle. You know, that's got to be real love. For somebody to care enough for you, to put your tears in a bottle. Well, see, that's the way that God works. God loves us unconditionally. God won't put all your business out in the street, but God will keep your secret secret. Hallelujah, you go out and explore you and put expensive pictures up because they're mad at you. Because, you know, they feel like, you know, you did something to them. And when you didn't do anything, but the devil has put in their mind that you've done something to them. You stole their man, you know. And if it be a man, you stole somebody's woman. You know, so they want to come back with repercussion. But you just continue to love that person. To know that as long as you're in existence, you are in the land of the now. See, just know that even though you don't have anyone to have celebrated this Mother's Day with, you feel like you're all alone. You feel like you're a loser. You feel like you don't have anything to live for. I want you to know that you got everything in the world to live for. He said, Overseer Ward, I don't have any money. You know, my money is limited. You know, I don't have a way to get around. I have to call on my neighbors to help me, or I have to call on strangers or whatever. But, you know, be glad for the stranger because, you know, strangers can make friends, long-lasting friends, you know. That's what I'm saying. God will never leave you and us, you know. And so God wants you to be happy. God do not want you to be sad. And I want you to just look up today because, like I said, your Redeemer liveth. I want you to know that. I'm going to read a little bit more, and then I'm going to bring you the hymns of Zion to encourage your heart and uplift your spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we know that, hallelujah, in this life, you know, we're overwhelmed with one difficulty after another. And, you know, we talked about Job. And, you know, when life looked like dealt us of cards that look like, you know, they're just, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. They just feel like, you know, God is, he's mad at me, you know, he's punishing me. But I'm here to tell you that God don't intensely punish us. But God will send us through trial and tribulation. But God said in his word, he said, you will go through trial and tribulation. So you know what? When we go through trials and tribulations, God said that as long as we're on planet Earth, we're going to go through trials and tribulations. But God gave us his guarantee. He said that I will deliver you from them all. So even though we go through, we know that God will deliver us from them all. Hallelujah. When we will just feel overwhelmed by such trials as Job did in 42, we can be encouraged, hallelujah, in difficult times. We know that Job no longer doubted the power and omnipotence of God. Job knew God personally through experience. He had wrestled with God emotionally and spiritually. But we know that as a result of Job persistent in dealing, hallelujah, with his situation, he stood face to face with God. And you can stand face to face with God as Job did and tell him all about your troubles. Tell him all about your trials and your tribulations. You know, when God delivers you, then you can tell God what you're going to do for God. God, if you deliver me from this trial, this tribulation, you know, then I'm going to do this for you. You know, you make a pact with God on what you're going to do for him. If he does something for you, what are you going to do for God in return? Hallelujah. And so, like I said, Job stood face to face with God. And we know that as Job himself, hallelujah, stated, he says, now my eyes seeth thee. And in this final analysis, we find out that Job was vindicated and became the agent of divine mercy for his friend. You know, sometimes it's good to have friends, and then sometimes those friends that we have, sometimes you need to just tell those friends, you know, you need to just take a back seat. You know, be seated and just shut your mouth. Sometimes your friends can do more harm than good, because sometimes they don't even know what they're talking about. Hallelujah. But we know that, hallelujah, that in Job praying and in Job prayers, Job prayers was accepted by God. Most importantly, Job himself was also accepted by God. We know that the love of God is such that even when you and I and us, when we feel utterly abandoned by our friends and perhaps even by God, God will come to us personally, and he will just sit down and sup with us and us with him as Job did. God will come as an answer to our questions. We know that in his presence, the deep wounds of our soul are healed. We are made whole again. We know that the awesome love produces even more healing in a broken relationship with our friends, with our constituents, with our business partners, with our family members, with our business colleague, if I hadn't said that. So we know that we need each other as we need God, as the bird needs food. God will feed the birds. Surely God can attend to you and I. And I. He can attend to our little, you know, this little minor problem that we have experienced. And it seems major to us, but it's minor to God. Hallelujah. But I want to let you know that God is able to heal. God is able to make us whole again. The wholesome of his love produces healing for the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. And we know that even as Christians, we must be a beacon of light, affirming that the darkness of our days will not and cannot ultimately last always. So we know that even though you experience a dreadful day on last evening on Mother's Day, but we must tell the world that, hallelujah, at the center of the universe is a heart of divine love that will not let us go. We must say our eyes have seen God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so, I hope and I pray in ending that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prepositions that you would want the Ocean of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to just tell yourself, say, self, be encouraged. Pat yourself on the back. Go out and buy you a box of candy. If you so desire to get you a new outfit, go buy you a new outfit. Go get you a manicure and a pedicure. Go get you a facial. Go window shopping. Go to the movies. Just you, yourself, and I. And you know, buy you a box of popcorn. Get your soda and set in and look at your movie. You can just love on yourself. Treat yourself when no one else will. Hallelujah. And just know when you're in the company of God, you're in good company. God said he'll never leave you nor forsake you, but he will be with you and I and us to the end of the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. So I hope and I pray that I've said something to encourage your heart today. And may God richly bless you, you, and you. And I want you just to buckle up with Jesus at your will because he is people friendly. I want you to continue to go in God and allow God to go in you. I want you to be blessed until we come across these airways and skyways on our next live church praise and worship experience. Your host and your moderator has been Overseer Janice Ward. Your station has been the Old Ship of Zion. Your producer has been Block Talk Radio. And so now, without any further ado, we're going to take you over to the second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. If you have any prayer petitions, you're welcome to call in and make your request known. And we will be delighted to pray in faith that God will bring it to fruition. Hallelujah. So now, we're going to bring you Hymns of Zion. Be blessed.
the football came to me and said, we love you, we thank you, we praise you, we lift you up for who you
Yeah. Thank you. Oh,